From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. President Donald Trump says the United States is totally prepared for a military option in dealing with North Korea, while his administration announced new sanctions in response to the country's nuclear and missile activity.
We are totally prepared for the second option, not a preferred option. But if we take that option, it will be devastating, I can tell you that, devastating for North Korea. That's called the military option. If we have to take it, we will.
The new sanctions are imposed on 8 North Korean banks and 26 banks' executives. The restrictions come as the top U.S. general says North Korea now poses the greatest threat to the United States today. Saudi Arabia says it will allow women to drive for the first time in the ultra-conservative kingdom. Until the announcement, the kingdom was the only country in the world to bar women from driving and for years had garnered negative publicity internationally for detaining women who defied the ban. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert called it a great step in the right direction for that country.
So I think we're just happy today with the steps that they are taking, and I think that that is a very positive sign.
The decree will take effect on June in 2018. Iraq's Kurds held a non-binding vote on Monday in support for independence from Iraq, despite the heavy opposition from Baghdad, as well as neighboring Turkey and Iran. The president of Iraq's Kurdish region has claimed victory for the yes vote in the referendum on support for independence. Baghdad has rejected the vote as unconstitutional and is staunchly opposed to redrawing any of its borders. Iraq has threatened to ban flights into the Kurdish region if it does not turn over control of airports to federal authorities by Friday. This is VOA News.